Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is one incredible Thursday afternoon. Now, because of rain in other areas like Hanover, Alabama, the LSU-Kentucky game, the first game of the SEC tournament for the Tigers, has been pushed back. First pitch at 9:30 tonight. You'll hear it right here on WWL, so they just switched again. You know, yesterday at this time, we didn't think we were going to have a show because the LSU game was scheduled for 1 o'clock. Well, rain has the rain that came through here swept through that area, and it caused another delay, but that's happening at 9:30 tonight. I'm Scoot on the air. It really is a beautiful afternoon. I'm doing the show from my apartment at West End. I can see Lake Pontchartrain, the blue sky. I mean, really, this is just such a very, very nice place. So the National Review, okay, this is a very conservative online site, National Review. They asked their readers online to nominate the top conservative rock songs. Now, some of these rock songs that made the list of the top conservative rock songs are from artists that are outspoken liberals. So this list comes from National Review Online readers and John Miller, who is with National Review. They came up with this list. So the bumper music this hour is going to be focused on some of these songs on the list. Some of the songs make total sense. Some of the songs on the list really surprise me. So we're going to talk about that this hour. Again, this is going to be on the bumper music for this hour of the show. Look, I want to go over a couple of really sad notes. You know, we're still dealing with the emotional aftermath of the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. One of the teachers who was killed, her husband died of a heart attack this morning. They have four kids. Also, we're now learning that the gunman was not confronted when he entered the building. So, let's see, he got in the building and he wasn't shot until an hour later. He was shot and killed. So, this is part of a conversation about what happened. There are so many experts that are saying when kids are being shot like this, you go in. Well, that's not the procedure that they followed. Were there other reasons why they didn't go in right away? We don't know. But it's worthy of an investigation. And I can tell you now that there is already politics being played here. And I saw this earlier today, Fox News taking one position, CNN taking another position. Understandable, right? But it just proves that there's politics being played here. And this shouldn't be about politics. And remember, at the shooting at the high school in Parkland, Florida, there was a guy who, a resource officer, who was convicted of not doing anything. Because he stayed outside while the shooting was going on. So I don't know how that's going to play with this, if there are any similarities. Again, it's worth watching. And don't get caught up in the politics of all of this. Let this play out. All right, let's get to a few of your calls held over from the last hour. Let's go to Chuck in Slidell. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, ma'am. first of all, thoughts and prayers go out to those families. You know, that's just something that just can't be explained.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Ian that the year Columbine happened, my daughter was born. And you know, all of this is going on, and, you know, I'm having a child and thinking, you know, what, you know, how am I going to react to this? How am I going to handle this? You know, sending her to school every day, you know, and feeling like most parents do about, you know, your fears, your worst fears.
Right.
And, you know, I live in St. Tammany Parish, and I'm going to tell you that there's a school resource officer at every school, and they do a phenomenal job of that. I don't understand why, as a nation, and I told Ian, I said, you know, I'm pro-gun, but I'm also pro-life, pro-kid, you know, in a sense that, yeah. You know, I think that's needless, but at what point are we as a society gonna protect our biggest investment in life, and that's our kids?
Well, I agree, and it's you know, we're not gonna do anything to completely and totally stop these mad people from doing this, but I think there's more that we could do to maybe cut back on the incidents and cut back on the number of deaths. And if we can do something, I mean, let's do something, because again, I don't like the idea that it's so divided politically that there are two sides that you know, it, like, nothing gets done because of the two sides battling each other, and that's not the reason for nothing to be done.
Well, and I agree with you 100%, and I think, you know, each side, again, I said, you know, I have my political views, but I think each side tries to use whatever it can, tragically or not,
right.
to try to leverage positioning, and I think that the problem is that, you know, we always, when these things happen, we always hear about response times, we always hear about reactions and things like that, and it's, you know, it's never fast enough. It's never good enough, never quick enough, obviously, because it's our children. It's the
right.
People who are educating our children and protecting our children. But I just think that there's a lot more that can be done on local perspectives through the municipalities that mm-hmm. the government doesn't have to get into, that, you know, that can be done. And I don't understand why we can do a lot of things, you know, in society and then, you know, on a grander yeah. scale. And we have a difficult time doing, you know, taking care of what's important.
Yeah. Chuck, I think you're right. I appreciate the call. And, you know, when Chuck just mentioned leverage their position, that's what's going on. Both sides are using this tragedy to leverage their position. So it is political. And politics should not automatically support mistakes. So if mistakes were made, we need to be honest about that. And the law enforcement people, including the Border Patrol people who were involved in this incident in Uvalde, the way they handled this, no matter whether they went in 2 minutes or went in an hour later, no matter what, it should be reviewed as to how they did it and why they did what they did, to give information to further law enforcement as to what might be done to better handle the situation in the future. So again, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Let's go downtown to Elway. Elwin, you're on WWL. Hello, Elwin. Okay, let's go to Leon, North Shore. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoop.
Hey, Leon.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
That's great, man. Look, you know, I've been wanting to call in a lot of times, but, you know, I heard you say about people got to think about what they say before they say it because they're not listening to what you say, okay? So I don't call in a lot because I got to think over what you say, okay, to make sure I'm right on what I'm going to say. 90% of the time, I'm wrong. You know?
Well, I appreciate that you go through that process. I don't want this to be a show where it's like, you know, mentally challenging and
no.
tedious to listen to the show. But what bothers me, Leon, are the people who present something that I didn't say as something that I said, or take something take part of what I said and extend it to something else. That's what bothers me, because I just I want a fair representation of what I actually say.
Right. And the reason why I called in today is because a couple of times Ian Hope had took your place because you was awful, whatever the deal was. And I wanted to talk to him to congratulate him on his success and what all he does for the radio station and everything. But the main reason why I called, okay, it goes back to the vest issue. Okay. Now, I'm not a gun owner. I hate guns. I don't use guns. I never owned one in my life. But if I go buy a bulletproof vest, they can come investigate me all they want because I don't own guns. But a bulletproof vest might save my life if I'm in a situation in a store, okay, or somewhere where somebody opens fire.
Well, Leon, I understand that, and if that's why you bought the bulletproof vest, then that's fine. But you know, if you buy a bulletproof vest or if you buy body armor, and there are other purchases online that indicate that maybe you're buying this stuff because you've got malicious intent on your mind, then you know maybe we could save some lives that way. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages, and then we're going to go into this break with the first song that we're going to play from the list of the greatest conservative rock songs.
Here's a text that asks, where did the kid get the money for the guns, the ammo, and all the other stuff? The parents had no idea?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was, what, $7,000 for the two guns?
That's a huge purchase. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah,
he bought two of them.
Yeah, he did. I think it was like I think it was about $7,000.
And then went and bought all that ammo, too. How are you going to have that much money? Like, everything that we've been made to understand about that family, and this is not, I'm not saying this pejoratively about them, but those, it seemed like they were not wealthy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
How does he's 18 years old dropout, where did he get that $7,000?
I don't, I think it's a good question.
Here's a text that says, jumped around a little bit here. Oh, you said maybe we should track everybody that buys a body armor or a bulletproof vest or something. This text asks, I guess if I buy a vest to protect myself from gun crazies, then I should be on a watch list? I think we're looking at this backwards.
I didn't say watch list. I didn't say watch list at all. But why not? Okay, not everybody buys a bulletproof vest. Not everybody buys body armor. Some people who commit mass shootings buy body armor and bulletproof vests. So why don't we just find out what else that person's up to? To me, this is the same as looking into somebody's mental health. If you show signs of being mentally ill, you shouldn't own a gun. So I see that as parallel to that. But no, I didn't say anything about a watch list.
Yeah, to the texter's point, like, are you really going to go spend all that money on body armor just in case someone shoots you in the torso on your way into the Rouses?
I mean,
like,
what
is that about?
You know, I've thought about it, especially when I live downtown, and it kind of ruins the style of my fashion, you know? It just kind of ruins the shirt, and it's too bulky under there. It just looks weird.
In those little jeans and the Steve Madden, somebody can just come tip you right over. You're going to be too top-heavy. You're a walking candy apple. I'll leave you with this. Ramon, the guy with the carts, has inspired someone. There's a guy pushing a cart from Old Six Flags towards Slidell. LOL.
Wow. LOL is right.
Great. That's
all
what
right,
we need. Just everybody get a cart.
Really?
Okay.
Right, look, if you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. Here's a song that made the list of the greatest conservative rock songs ever. The Beatles. Taxman. You know, because conservatives are generally for lower taxes, against taxes. So they listed this as one of their favorite rock songs. Another song that made the list of the greatest conservative rock songs coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Another song on the list of the top conservative rock songs of all time from the readers of National Review Online says here the conservative movement is full of disillusioned revolutionaries. This could be a theme song of an oath that swears off naive idealism. Won't get fooled again. All right, we'll have a couple of more songs coming up. Let's get to another call. Let's go to Texas and Howard. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Howard.
Scoot. I've been faced with a dilemma I never thought I'd be faced with when I left Louisiana. I'm living in Texas. All right, Louisiana, I was faced with Governor Edwards and David Duke. What a selection. So now here I'm in Texas, faced with governor's race, Governor Abbott and Beto after that action he did yesterday. I never thought I'd be faced with that kind of dilemma.
Yeah, I realize that, Howard. I mean, you know, look, that was a strange thing. It's interesting that somebody thought that since I was critical of Beto O'Rourke for interrupting the press conference, that I was somehow standing up for the gun policies of Texas Governor Gregory Abbott, which is not what I said and not what I meant. I just didn't think that that was the right time for that message. I think we should let people have a press conference, and Beto O'Rourke afterwards, we played this earlier on the show, you know, he was able to make his point to reporters, which is the way he should have done it in the first place, in my opinion.
Well, I didn't hear your comment before when I called, but it's just kind of a coincidence. And I'm going to tell you what, I think politics on both sides of the Sabine River, I can't see any difference nowadays, okay?
Well, there's not a lot of difference, and I mean, there's not, you know, I mean, there are differences in terms of specifics, but in terms of just the general missions, the general adherence to agendas, there's no difference.
I'm going to just mention this. We got, y'all got Cantrell and the Walters, and in Harris County in Houston, we got the county judge who's head of everything. Now, she's under indictment for taking payouts and everything else. It just so far I live in Chapel Hill, Washington County. Nothing like that's happening. Okay.
Listen, Howard, with your sanity, good luck with that, and I hope you can maintain it. Okay. I appreciate the call from Texas. Let me do this very quickly. We're going to get to some of your text messages here and more calls, but here's another song that made the list of the top conservative rock songs. This one surprised me a little bit. This is the Beach Boys. Wouldn't It Be Nice? This made the list of the top conservative rock songs. The song projects a pro-abstinence and a pro-marriage message, and so that's why it made the list. Also, you know, I just thought about, and we've talked about this before, the song Papa Don't Preach My Madonna, that song could have made the list of the top conservative rock songs. Because Papa Don't Preach, here's Madonna preaching about not having an abortion. You know, she's basically telling her dad to, you know, stop preaching. Just shut up, Dad, because I'm keeping my baby. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
In the last segment, we talked a little bit about how this kid was able to afford all that weaponry, all that ammunition, on and on. And someone texted in and said the shooter worked at Wendy's and he saved every penny to buy those guns. He bragged to his coworkers about his plan, and that there is public reporting that says that he worked at Wendy's. I wasn't able to find anything about him telling anybody that worked at the Wendy's about what he was going to do, but man,
I didn't know how long I knew he worked at Wendy's, but I didn't think it was for that long. I mean, honestly, if he worked at Wendy's, it would take you a while to save up $7,000.
I would think so, yeah. So, well, there's that. At least
unless
you know.
You and I are in the wrong business.
Yeah, what are we doing here, man?
We could be working for Wendy's.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It'd be really cool. We could turn the drive-thru into really a fun thing. Hi, I'm Scoot. Can I take your order?
Here's an order that says a junior bacon cheeseburger and a medium fry and Dr. Pepper.
I can shout out to you. You know, you could be on another mic and, hey, Ian, you got the order? Okay, cool.
All right. Here we are.
Then we can start having conversations with people. So so how do you feel about the president today?
I don't feel about the president today. All right, we're taking our order right now on the Oklahoma Giant Time and Time.
The people who know how to listen to the voices on those boxes, yeah. You know, I think they go on to become dentists, and they can understand you with all the instruments in your mouth. Because, yeah. you know, the dentist will ask you a question. You got all this stuff in your mouth, and you go, Oh, really? Well, I agree.
Hey, how's your mom doing? Here's a text that says, how about we raise the age to buy weapons to allow a young adult's brain to further develop and be capable of executive functioning skills?
Well, I guess the problem is a deranged brain is going to only further develop into a further deranged brain.
That's interesting.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, look, I'll leave you with this. This is not a text message, but it's something I've been wanting to tuck in. If listeners of WWOZ, our friends down the dial, will know Leslie Cooper, her husband was shot four times in Gentilly Terrace a couple days ago. He is in the hospital. He's in stable condition, but he's going to be in there, and there's a long road ahead for them. The Maple Leaf Bar is holding a benefit and blood drive for that man. His name is Joe Cooper, and is this Saturday at 11 a.m., and they're going to have a blood drive there and a great musical lineup, including Erica Falls, Brad Walker, Andre Boren, a bunch of great New Orleans artists are going to be there. Russell Batiste and friends are going to be there. I think we know they're friends of the show. So just wanted to put that out there and just hold up Joe and his wife Leslie. Good. In this moment. There, it's going to be pretty hard on their family, I think.
Yeah, and nobody needs an excuse to go to the Maple Leaf, so that should be a fun thing. And I'm glad that they're doing that. That's right. I'm glad that we were able to mention that on our show too.
Yeah, get over to MapleLeafBar.com if you're looking for additional details on that. That is Saturday morning.
All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come back with more of your comments here. So let's continue through this list of the top conservative rock songs. Do any of these surprise you at all? Here's a song that made the list. You know, the right is all about protecting the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. This song is actually about a woman's right to use a gun to protect herself from sexual predators. That's the meaning of the song. And so, look, I'm sure Steven Tyler is a whacked out liberal, but this made the list of the National Review's online participants in making a list of the greatest conservative rock songs. I'm Scoot. We'll be back with another one that really might surprise you coming up out of this break on WWL. Here's a song that made the list of the top conservative rock songs of all time. You surprised? I am. This is Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. So in the song, this is according to the interpretation from just conservatives and also the guy who did this for National Review Online. So this comes from a conservative website. The devil is tempting those who lean on moral relativism, and he will try to make you think that every cop's a criminal and every sinner's a saint. And so I guess this exposes all of this, and so that's why this made the list of the top conservative rock songs. This is one of my favorite Stone songs, and in fact, the Stones are rehearsing now, ready to go on tour. I don't know when they hit the U.S., but I think they start in Europe, and it's nice that those guys are going to still be back out. All right, let's get to a few of your calls, and then we'll get to Ian with some of your text messages. Let's go to... Justin who's in... Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy's in Kenner. No, Jimmy's in New Orleans. Let's go to Jimmy in New Orleans. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for your show.
Sure, thank you for listening.
I was thinking about the situation, and only hope I see for getting out of this situation is to rescind the filibuster, and I don't know what your opinion on that is, and I know it's unlikely... The Democrats would have to get 52 senators because the two, you know, more conservative ones are still there. And it's probably unlikely in November. But I don't see any other way to get out of it. I mean, at least that it wouldn't be all, you know, the Democrats' way. If the Republicans ever got control, they would have, you know, more leeway to do what they want. But at least people could vote, and if the Democrats got in, then they could do more in the area of sanity with guns, you know.
And Jimmy, the whole argument over the filibuster, it's about power. About control, and it's once again a reminder of the true motives of politicians, which supersede what's in the best interest of people.
Right, but I mean, don't you think that? I mean, I've heard some Republicans say, you know, if that happens, then that means war. You know, and then it's always something like that. But, I mean, don't you think it seems to me the Democrats would at least consider it And maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we should do a show on that because it's one of those complicated political issues. But, Jimmy, I appreciate you bringing that up, and thanks for calling the show. Let's go to Jimbo and Kenner. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, Scoot. Love your show, man.
Appreciate it.
Bad topic to be talking about. But,
yeah, it's tough. It's
I have just a kind of a theory that maybe hasn't been mentioned yet. This young fellow with $7,000 worth of guns and ammunition, how'd he get there? You know, maybe it's a theory. Maybe he was recruited by a coyote running drugs across the border. This is a border town. It's very possible that he could be working for the cartel. And as far as the one of the call-ins on the text message with the funding, he worked at Wendy's. I've already done some real fast math. At $7,000 at $15 an hour, he'd have to work you know, quite a long time, a lot of hours, at 40 hours a week to earn 11.65 weeks to earn $7,000 at $15 an hour if he was working at Wendy's.
Right.
I doubt he's making that at Wendy's, you know.
So, yeah, well, thanks for doing the math.
Anyway,
on that.
Could it be a cartel thing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it could be. Or the guy, you know, I mean, if the mind of somebody can do this, that mind can do other things, like maybe, you know, steal somebody's money. So, you know, I don't know where he got it, but apparently he got it, and he got the guns. And, you know, I don't, you know, I think it's a little bit of a stretch to call Uvalde a border town. It's, you know, it's still a ways from the border. It doesn't mean that there are not a lot of people who come from the border who end up there. But it's to the west of San Antonio, so it's not really right on the border. But I know it's getting this impression of being a border town because I think there are politics at play here. Jimbo, I appreciate the call, and you know I believe that this is part of the rhetoric to turn it into a border town to make it seem as if this is happening in a border town, kind of like the border town of Newton, Connecticut, where Sandy Hook was, kind of like the high school in Parkland, Florida, another border town. Let's go to John in Jefferson. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoop? First-time caller.
First-time caller, John, man. We got to give you some treatment here. Thank you. Appreciate you listening. And I'm glad you finally decided to call our show.
Hey, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I don't think Senator Kennedy would do it, neither Steve Scalise, because neither of them, I think, have the balls to do it, but maybe Senator Cassidy or maybe even Congressman Carter. Someone did suggest, and one time I called the show to suggest it too. Let's treat these military-style weapons, I don't call them assault weapons, because I'm retired military, and I'm a firearms instructor and things like that. Let's raise the price, raise the age to acquire these military weapons to 21, because you cannot purchase a handgun unless you're 21, and you cannot purchase alcohol. So let's treat this as an age of maturity, because the people who are committing these school shootings are teenagers. So we limit by raising the age to acquire these weapons, maybe they will mature to the point that they will not feel as though they have to go shoot up their school or have a grudge against someone in a school or something like that.
Yeah, and
so
you
let's
know,
just
look,
raise that.
No, John, I appreciate. I appreciate you bringing that up. And look, if that's something that helps, then you know, yeah, let's consider supporting raising the age to 21. But you know, it also doesn't stop a deranged 17-year-old or 18-year-old from going out and doing something that they want to do. But I think that look, these are the kinds of things that should be done, that can be done, that might slow down the process. Let's go to Bubbles in Old Jefferson. Hey, Bubbles.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
So I need you to help me understand something. There's this bill that's going in our state legislature about this constitutional carry thing.
Right.
And people want to be able to carry guns, concealed weapons, without being licensed or trained. Why is it such a big deal to get licensed and trained? You would think they would want everyone who has guns to do it. And
well, I think this.
Why don't they carry them openly?
Well, you know, since we have open carry, I'm confused about this too. I mean, you know, if you can open carry, why do you have to conceal it? Why aren't you proudly just displaying your gun? I think this is just part of satisfying a political agenda. because you have the right to carry a gun openly in public in the state of Louisiana. So why don't you do that? This is just another step. This is just another step toward, again, adhering to an agenda.
Well, you know, the other thing is these people calling and saying, oh, there's been very few school shootings and all of this stuff. You know what? One is too many. And if it was their children involved in this, they would feel quite differently. It's absolutely insane for people to even say something like that. It's just the saddest thing ever.
Bubbles, I do appreciate the call. Got to get to a break here. Yeah, I mean, it is sad. Here's another song that made the list of the greatest conservative rock songs of all time. Paul Revere and the Raiders and Kix. This is an anti-drug, anti-utopia song. So it made the list. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. You know the LSU game has been pushed back to 9:30. So LSU and Kentucky SEC baseball tournament in Hanover, Alabama happens at 9:30 tonight, we hope. The guys will be talking about that. Sports Talk with Bobby, Christian, and Mike Dettelier coming up next. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. It's also the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, so tune in tomorrow, 1 to 4. We're going to have fun tomorrow afternoon as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend, and it is going to be one beautiful, spectacular weekend. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.